Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is hit by the pitch. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Kosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Clendenin moves to third. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley is called out on strikes. One out. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. A.G. reaches second base with a double. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. A.G. scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young strikes out. 1 out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 2 in the game. Hans strikes out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Beckert moves to third. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Kozman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kozman strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Rod Gasper now playing left field. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Rudolph pinch hits for Don Young. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Bob pinch hits for Bill Hans. Randy Bob is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bob strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, too. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.